We haven't seen all that much movement in markets as the new week gets going, though. The bleeding has stopped, at least for a moment, when it comes to U.S. equities. Stocks had taken a hit off record highs last week, and ahead of the North American Open on Monday, U.S. equity futures are pointing to a higher open. On the currency side, the dollar has been under pressure against the majors, but remains well bid against the commodity currencies. Ongoing weakness in pro-cyclical commodities has been a clear weight on this block of FX. As far as the remainder of the day goes, an exceptionally thin economic calendar will leave the focus on the market's digesting of the weekend news of President Biden withdrawing from the re-election campaign and endorsing VP Harris. Earlier today, against the broad consensus of expectations, the PBOC went ahead and cut their 1 and 5 year loan prime rates by 10 basis points each, the first easing in almost a year, in an effort to step up support for the Chinese economy. The government also unveiled sweeping plans to bolster the finances of China's indebted local governments. That's all for now.